Genetics Lesson in Barley, David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West. Kelly Olson of the Idaho Barley Commission gave a tutorial on the genetic differences between malt and feed barley.
In malt barley, you want certain enzymatic characteristics that you wouldn't have in feed barley. The reason you want that is it acts with the yeast to convert the starch to sugar to alcohol. So you want enzymes that alpha amylases and diastatic power, and I could get very technical, but you would not have those genetic components in a feed barley. You know, you're basically breeding for high test weight, good plump kernel with a lot of starch. If you're going to process it for feed, we'll process evenly, like a with Turo, a nice big plump kernel full of starch. Essentially, you're selling starch. So you want a high test weight. That's how it's traded on the market, is by test weight. That's pounds per bushel. With malt barley, you want protein, you want extract, that's the starch conversion in malt, but you also want these enzymes. And you want a little bit lower protein, because protein is a nutrition source for the yeast, but too much of it can cause problems in the brewing process, filtration and gushing and things like that. So you want a very precise balance with proteins, not very high, pretty narrow a range of proteins. But most importantly, genetically, you want enzymes that you're not going to get in the feed barley.
It's amazing the breadth of information that you need to be in agriculture. David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West.